Привет! Welcome to our Venetilo Russian Tour, a series that will air each day, this week only.
Each episode is dedicated to the events being held at the end of March this year in Moscow and St. Petersburg
at Borsavini and Venetilo Russia,
organized by the Erona Fiere
and the Italian Trade Agency,
powered by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. Grab your favorite Italian wine and we will see you in Russia.
If you enjoyed listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production and publication costs.
And remember to subscribe and rate our show wherever you tune in.
Пока, пока!
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Rebecca Lawrence. Today is our third episode of Russian Tour, dedicated to Venitaly Russia and Borsavini, joint events from Verona Fiera and the Italian Trade Agency, with the support of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, scheduled for the end of March this year in Moscow and St. Petersburg. Venitaly Russia gives a place not only for single producers, but also for a collective stand. For example, this year we will showcase some wineries presented by Consorzio Tutela Vini d'Abruzzo. The territory, located between the Adriatic Sea and the massifs of Gran Sasso d'Italia and Mugello, the territory benefits from strong temperature differences between day and night, which, combined with good ventilation, ensure an ideal microclimate for the vine to grow and produce grapes of extraordinary quality. But obviously I'm not the best person to talk about this, so I wanted to introduce you today to Davide Acciera, who is responsible for the promotion of the Consorzio. So, buongiorno Davide, thank you for joining us.
Buongiorno, welcome everybody.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Consorzio, where you are located, how many wineries are part of it, how many hectares, different labels, bottles produced, for example?
Yes, it is a pleasure for me to be here with you. Yes, I work for the Consortium for the Protection of Abruzzo Wines. It is the main organization in Abruzzo, which protects and promotes the wines from our region. In particular, it protects the main DOC of the region, like Montepulciano d'Abruzzo DOC, Trebbiano d'Abruzzo, Cerasuolo d'Abruzzo, Abruzzo DOC and Villamagna DOC. And also seven typical geographical indications. The Consortium is a no-profit association founded in 2002 in Ortona, in the province of Chieti, and represents more than 70% of the producers from our region. The work carried out by the Consortium in the last years has been to work as a team, involving small producers and at the same time investing in large cooperatives and private companies. But I would like to introduce just a few words about the link between Abruzzo and viticulture. Because in this history, this connection between Abruzzo and viticulture has always been intertwined. In fact, territory, wine, culture are part of the same road that leads to the promotion of our region and that is helping it to make itself known and appreciated. Abruzzo wines growing and wine producing in the last more or less 10 years has seen a great development. And this is for many reasons. First of all, the decision to focus on native grape varieties has always proved to be a winning one today in order to emerge on the international scene. The second reason is that we had a new generation of producers who have valorized the territory and these native grape varieties. And the last reason, but for me is the most important, is that there is no region in Europe like Abruzzo where more than 30% of the territory is protected by four parks, three national parks and one regional park, and about 10 natural reserves and protected areas. In fact, we are known as the green region of Europe for this. We are in the center-south of Italy on the Adriatic coast. We have, of course, the sea, but we have many lakes, waterfalls, big mountains, many rivers, ancient villages, wolves, bears, and incredible biodiversity. And in this region, the vineyards has found the best condition for the growth of high quality grapes. So it's not a coincidence that the consortium, which has been protected one of the most authentic resources of the territory for years, has chosen the eagle as a symbol, its symbol, an animal with a strong protective instinct, as tenacious as the people of Abruzzo. Is one of the best characteristic of the people of Abruzzo is tenacious, protective instinct. So when was born the consortium in 2002, the consortium chosen this symbol. All these characteristics came from the past. In fact, the Romans spoke of the high quality of the wines from Abruzzo 2,000 years ago. So the presence of the vineyards in our region is very, very old. The main grape of our region, of course, is Montepulciano. Montepulciano has been documented by the 17th century. And in the past, his presence in Abruzzo was located in the interland of the region, very close to the mountain in the province of L'Aquila, and in particular in the Peligna Valley. Then, in the more or less in the 1950s, 1940s, the vineyards moved closer to the coast because the conditions were superior in terms of growth and the climate. Further, the means of communication were easier to transport and to sell it. So now the vineyards are concentrated in the first 30-40 kilometers from the coast. And now in Abruzzo we have 34,000 hectares of vineyards, 17,000 of which of Montepulciano grape, more or less 12,000 of Trebbiano grape, and the other 3,000 or 4,000 hectares are cultivated with Pecorino, Passerina, Cococciola and Montonico, that are several indigenous white grape of our region. Another important characteristic of my region is that the distance between the coast and the mountain, like Maiella and Gran Sasso, which has height 3,000 meters, is very, very close. In fact, our climate is quite mild on the Apennine side facing the Adriatic Sea and more continental, the interland. Can you imagine that you can go from the coast to the mountains by car in less than 40 minutes? So it's very, very, very close. In fact, Abruzzo is one of the few places, I think, in the world, I don't know, but of course in Europe, where you can ski while looking at the sea. It's something of very special of our region. And this particularity generates a big range of the temperature between day and night that with the good ventilation of the valley where normally grapes grow, create the best condition for the growth of high quality grape. In Abruzzo, we have the main DOC, like Montepulciano, Trebbiano, Cerasuola, Abruzzo, are produced throughout the region. So we can produce, for example, Montepulciano grape, from the south of the region to the north, from the east side to the west side, in front of the sea and very close to the mountain. In fact, we have vineyards more or less about 10 meters from the sea, from the level of the sea, and vineyards that are growing more or less about 700 meters up on the level of the sea. So it's very, very different. We have the same grape, but which different results, because it's different the kind of the soil of the several province, it's different the climate, it's different the exposition of the sun. But everywhere The most widespread cultivation technique used in Abruzzo is the Abruzzo pergola, which is seen in over 80% of the regional vineyards. It is a particular system of cultivation of the vineyards that it's very usually in the past and also now. Of course, in the last 20 years, are growing the vineyards with the rows of the vineyards. But the most authentic is the pergola from Abruzzo. The production, more than 80% of the production, is concentrated in the province of Chieti, the bigger province of our region, followed by the province of Pescara, Teramo, and L'Aquila with less than 100% of the production. Because in the hinterland we have many mountains, so it's not easy to produce wines. Today we have about 35 cooperatives and over more or less 250 wineries, producing over 120 million bottles, of which about 100 million bottles of Montepulciano d'Abruzzo, followed by Trebbiano, Cerasuolo d'Abruzzo and Pecorino. The market for Abruzzo wines has grown internationally, and today our wines can be found everywhere, from the large distribution, for example, I don't know, in Germany, US, in every country where the large distribution is very, very popular, Canada, of course, and to the Horeca channel. And in the last years also, you can find our wines in the main online trading platform.
I wanted to ask a little bit about, obviously, the conditions at the moment. It has not been a usual 18 months for wineries. What kind of work has the consortio been doing to support its members during COVID? How have you managed to adapt? What have you seen happening in the region to adapt to COVID?
Yes, COVID-19 radically changed the market of the wines, but obviously also the consortium promotion program in the last 1 year. So we had to adapt to the new restriction, of course. So no more trade fairs. Normally, we are usually to organize the most important fair, trade fair in Europe, like Vinitaly, of course, Provine, and the other. So we have launched promotion campaign for e-commerce, because many wineries from our region started to open their e-commerce corner. So we have planned some promotion campaign to support their e-commerce. We had organized also several virtual tasting. Until yesterday, more or less every week, we had a virtual tasting with the importer, with the journalist, with the sommelier from everywhere, particular from the north of America, so US and Canada. And in the last 3 months, more in the Asia market, so China, where the market are opening before, so China, Japan, Korea, the country of the Southern Asia. We had organized also online B2B and promotional activities in national, international media. So this is what had organized in the last 1 year, more or less.
This really demonstrates the value of a consortio in a region and how you can bring together, like you were saying at the beginning, this community of winemakers so that you can support them in times like this as well as in more normal times. It's really exciting to see how the consortio have adapted to help the wineries. Now, obviously, we hope that we will all soon be visiting Abruzzo. You've certainly sold this beautiful land of sea and mountains to me. So before we end our interview, Davide, I'd just like to ask what your favorite places to visit in the region are, and maybe what your favorite regional dish, your favorite regional food might be to have with a bottle of wine from Abruzzo.
Yes, I love very much my region, and it's not an easy question, because I like several places. I think that if I must suggest some place, I can suggest the mountains of our region and the Trabocchi Coast. Trabocchi Coast is in the province of Chieti, and it's a side of our coast where now where we can find the Trabocchi. It's a fishing structure where you can also where you can now eat or take an aperitifs, so take a wine of glass. And during this coast also now you can find you can go by bike with a route for the bicycle and to go by foot. So it's very, very special place, I think. And my favorite dishes, it's I like very much pasta, of course. And in my region, Abruzzo region is one of the best places in Italy to eat pasta, because we have one of the main producer of pasta in the world, yes. Not only wine, but we can find also many, many companies that make pasta. So I can suggest pasta alla chitarra. It's a typical dishes from my region. And of course, one of the most popular is arrosticini. It's, I know, I can, I don't know what is the translation in English. It's made with the sheep meat.
Sì. Okay, for our English listeners, arrosticini is a roasted lamb, basically, which from Abruzzo is particularly succulent and soft, and you get the lovely juices of the meat, which can add to the pasta. So that would be my best explanation. Davide, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been such a pleasure to hear you talk so passionately about your region and the wineries that you represent. And I'm very excited for the listeners of the Italian Wine Podcast and the Russian Tour Series to hear all about Abruzzo and be planning their next trip. So Davide Acere, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.